36 minutes after 8 o'clock. If you're looking for a carpet cleaner, look no further. A1's certified carpet cleaning techs can do it right the first time, whether it's steam cleaning or deep dirt extraction. Visit A1.net to make an appointment. All righty. So, as promised, we've got Nancy Kelleher. Sorry about pronouncing your name incorrectly. Par for the course around here. It is Mental Health Awareness Month coming up next month, and you're concentrating on perinatal depression, correct?
Right. Perinatal depression is depression during pregnancy and after pregnancy during the postpartum period.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think a lot of folks have heard of postpartum depression, but there is, as you mentioned, depression during pregnancy as well.
Right, and during pregnancy, it affects the baby, as you can guess. It creates a lot of changes within the baby's brain, which affect the child for the rest of their life. So we've got issues when a woman is pregnant and may be depressed, and this different issues if she's depressed after she's had the baby. And they all affect the child. It is also more than depression. I'd like people to understand that we all... Depression's not uncommon in America, and we all know what we think might be depression, but there's anxiety disorders. Women get very, very anxious. There's panic attacks.
Sure.
They may experience even a bipolar or OCDC type. And then being on the radio, I'm sure you've heard of the cases where, and they're very rare, of psychosis, where a woman actually hurts her own child and maybe herself. So it's a broad spectrum, and folks really need to know about it so that they can get the help.
How common is it?
20% for now. I brought you a button. I'm wearing a button that says 1 in 7. It's actually moved up to 1 in 5.
Wow.
It's probably higher than that. And women in poverty, and Humboldt County has a high poverty rate, women in poverty actually experience it probably twice as much as those that are not in poverty.
Wow.
We have a lot of other risk factors, too. Teens are affected by this more. Women that have had previous types of mental health issues, come from a family with mental health issues, had a recent traumatic event or a death or a loss. Even the loss of a baby, a miscarriage, can actually start it. Women that have babies that need to be in the NICU and the baby dies, that can become also a very hard thing and develop into some type of perinatal mood disorder.
So how do you mitigate this?
Well, that's a great question. First, you have to know about it.
Right.
And I can't even begin to say I've been working in this field and related fields for a long time, been involved in child abuse prevention projects, and no one ever talked about perinatal depression. And when I first learned about it, when we developed our task force, I thought, this is what we've been missing. This is the key piece. And you hear about infant attachment, you know, bonding, but that is, and that's huge. That's what we all want.
Sure.
That's ideal. But we don't get that if mom is depressed or anxious. It really interferes with that. And that's what starts us all off on the right course and gives us trust, competence, self-esteem. And when we interfere with that between the mom and the baby, that's when the trouble starts. And these children have trouble in school. They have higher rates of depression and they have higher rates of suicide. Postpartum women, the second leading cause of death is suicide. So how we mitigate it? Well, we know about it. That's a big one. There's a variety of things people can do based on what's good for them. Self-care for some is good. Sleep is huge. Trying to get more sleep. Sleep really interferes with all of us if we're not adequately rested. We need, support groups are great. We have some support groups now in the community. We have 5. One is in Spanish. Medication, but a lot of people don't like to take medication.
Sure.
So there's also just one-on-one individual counseling, if that works for people. It's really hard for moms to get out of the house. They need childcare, they need transportation, and that's a barrier right there. So support groups, we wanted a warm line. We couldn't develop one. There is one nationally, however.
Now, one thing you mentioned when I asked about mitigation was being aware of it, and that's really important. And as you mentioned how common it is, it's very easy for anyone on the outside to just say, oh, you know, pull it together. You'll be okay.
Right.
That's actually what makes it so hard. First, people don't know about it. And then if they do know about it, or they just know something's not right, mothers are afraid to bring this up.
Sure.
We have a lot of myths in our culture, a lot of stereotypes that we want women to be these certain things. And when they're pregnant or they become moms, then we have this image of this perfect mother. And that plays against a woman reaching out and getting help because she's actually afraid that she'll be labeled a bad mother or someone will take her children away, that type of thing. So the first thing is they need to find some source of help and someone to talk to about it. And that often is their doctor.
So what leads to this? One in five people, one in five mothers getting this depression.
I'm sorry.
What leads to it?
What
leads to this depression?
Well, that's an excellent question. I don't know if there's a lot of answers, but those risk factors I mentioned, and there's others.
Mm-hmm.
Birth is a huge change in a woman's body. A lot of people are familiar with the baby blues. That happens pretty quickly after the birth. Women get weepy, just very emotional. That disappears quite quickly, however, and that's a result of those hormones that are fluctuating, and also sleep. But who is more likely to get it? There's plenty of women that get it that have never had an issue. But there are women that are in certain environments that it's much harder for them, and they may develop it. And that includes women that are involved in a domestic violent relationship.
That's tough, and that makes it even that much harder because, I mean, in a domestic violence situation, isolation, of course, is one of the big components of that.
Right, and that affects our mental health issues as well, the isolation. And our county has a lot of pockets of isolation and fewer resources than many areas.
So is there a source that people can turn to for information? Is there a website, a phone number?
Well, one website that's the easiest to tell is 211, our community switchboard. They track a lot of our resources. They have resources on a lot of other things as well. There is a national phone number that I can give you, and we have a Facebook page. I'm not much of a Facebook person.
Right.
You'll have to search for it a little bit, but there's in California, there's something called, and I'm wearing a blue dot pin, the Blue Dot Project, and there is a Facebook page for Humboldt County Blue Dot Project, and that has a lot of our information on it. There's also a national phone number, 1-800-698-0843. That's Postpartum Support International. Also, postpartum.net is a great website to go to. And they will hook you up, actually, with someone probably in Humboldt County to talk to.
And you were saying 211.
211 is our local
resource. You just dial that on your phone, right?
Right.
Yeah,
just dial instead of 911, it's 211 for local resources.
That is terrific. I know that's kind of a fairly recent thing that more and more communities are doing, having that community switchboard, and it's really a wonderful resource.
Yes, it is.
It's available. And it's terrific to know about, and not everybody does know about it because it is fairly new.
They say that ignorance is the biggest risk factor, and we still have ignorance, even though there have been a lot of groups such as ourselves that have been starting, and postpartum.net started it all, really. There are a couple of things I'd like to, events that
Please.
We're doing.
Yes, yes.
We're holding a movie showing. It's a pretty hard-hitting movie. I'd love to invite you, Cliff. We're holding it in Redway on May 15th, a Monday at noon, at the Redway Family Resource Center. And we're holding it again on Sunday, May 21st, I believe, at the Arcata Playhouse on 9th Street in Arcata. And it's called The Dark Side of the Full Moon. It's actually a very emotional, hard-hitting movie. It's not for everybody, but it is free.
It's a documentary?
It is. It tracks the lives of several women that have experienced it, and some of them went to probably the darkest side of the full moon, and it is emotional. So if you're experiencing a lot of emotional feelings right now, but if you care about women, you know somebody that may have experienced this, it's a great movie to really, it'll pop your eyes open. So
okay.
We'd love to help people come to that, and it is free.
Great. Give the dates again and locations.
Redway Family Resource Center on Monday the 15th and Arcata Playhouse in Arcata on the 21st.
Great.
3 o'clock.
Fantastic. Nancy, is there anything else that we need to touch on before we wrap up?
I could give out the telephone number.
Please
of
do.
Allison Tans at Public Health, who can connect you with all of our support groups. We have 5, one in Spanish. Her number is 441-5085. And I'd also like to put a plug in for a DVD that our task force created ourselves several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And as a lot of people you might recognize as medical providers, and Kim Burgell, our now city council member.
Right.
And it's called Finding Your Way Through. And you can see that on Access Humboldt TV. Just look in the archive and search on Finding Your Way Through.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And of course, if any of those numbers are hard to remember, 211.
Right.
You can certainly remember that one.
Right.
All righty. Nancy Kelleher, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Cliff.